Thank you, Holden. Great job of filling that time as I tried to fill my book here. Quite a trip down. There's a lot of snow on the peninsula and Seward Highway coming down this way, but here we are, Jim, ready to take on the opening game here. Your Sandpoint Eagles, the ladies, will take on the Huskies from Delta Junction. And Delta Junction with kind of a young team coming in here. There's some of the girls I remember from the past there all graduated. I don't see a name I recognize. Oh, well, Henniger, but that's it. As a Sandpoint with the tip, and how about that? They get off to a great start. Alexia takes the tap from Lindsay and scores off of a layup there on the left side. Now here's a Gunderson with a rebound off the miss by Delta Junction. Or excuse me, not Lila, but that is for the Eagles. That was their new starter that I didn't know about, and that's Malia. So Malia Overcash. So now Lila handles it. Over to Lindsay. First shot from three-point land doesn't work. Inside for that rebound. And trying to go up with it was Paige, but got it knocked out of her hands. Good quick hands by Delta. And the Huskies get it back. They had that bucket on the last strip, so we're tied at two. Ooh, looked like a travel, but taking that ball away was Paige. Still got it. Picks up the dribble and gets it back to Lila. Gunderson looking ahead to Alexia and Holmberg. And Lindsay down there, in and out. Missed the shot, but gets her own rebound. Misses again. Got to put it up stronger on that putback for Miss Holmberg there, the Lindsay one. And there's a two-pointer for Delta's number 23. That's Hanniger. We mentioned she's saw this team last year, and she did get some time. Paige inside, fouled. A good job by Paige to catch that pass inside and put the ball on the floor to free up some space. Double team came, slapped across her wrist, and she'll go to the line for two. So just underway in this one here is Paige at the line. Nice touch, rolls it in. Paige makes it a 4-3 ball game. And the second one good also as she gets them both. Just underway, folks. Opening quarter of the opening game of the Seward Seahawks Classic here. And here's a near steal by Alexia. Lindsay comes over to help out, and there's going to be a travel called or a foul called. Let's see. Referee Bobby Evans says, let's call that a foul. And I wouldn't argue. So the goal on Paige, actually, as inside they post up the big girl, Henniger, and she just shoots over Paige. So Henniger with her second bucket. And now Lindsay has it out on the left wing, comes up high to Lila, and she goes right inside to Alexia with a good bounce pass there, but quick hands by Rodriguez for Delta, and she comes away with the basketball. At the other end, though, good defense by the Eagles. Ball's knocked out of bounds, so Delta has it under their own basket again. Let's see. They better keep it out of the hands of Henniger inside there. And there's a steal by Holmberg, Lindsay. Lindsay comes back to Lila, and Lila will bring it up on the dribble. Picked up at half court, and Henniger, with good hands, steals it and scores. Henniger, 6 of the 8 points. Oh, Overcash loses a handle on it, gets it in the corner. Now out to Lila. Inside she goes again to Alexia, poked away by Rodriguez again. Back-to-back steals by Rodriguez. Oh, and there's going to be a travel call. Or no. Oh. But could have been a travel, yeah. Coach Sarah Schaefer over there, taking the helm this year. She comes from NAIA background where she played some ball, York, Nebraska, outside of Omaha. And you think about that, folks, playing basketball at college level, any level, pretty impressive. And some of my colleagues back in the day, quite a few of them went NAIA Division III in AIE schools, and great way to get an education and still play the game. Football and basketball, yep. And now into the game for the girls of freshman, Ariana Wilson. Oh, excuse me, the eighth grader, Ariana Wilson. Here's the shot from the outside. Holmberg buries a three, and that's Lindsay with that outside touch. Alexia had the basket inside. And so Holmberg, the first point. And here's that girl, Haniger, doesn't get this one to go. Nice try as Lila sheds a foul over there and controls the ball. She's a good, tough senior leader for this group, too, along with Lindsay. Lindsay, outside shot again. This one won't go. Rodriguez will rebound. Lindsay pokes it away, and Rodriguez right on the line saves it. Haniger comes away with a page, almost fouls. Haniger all the way into the lane. Loses a handle in there. It's good defense underneath. Was that over Cash? Yes, it was. Ball slipped over to Wilson. Now out to Lila. Gunderson brings to Lindsay, and they'll work it around the outside. Gunderson gets a screen from Wilson, goes around it, screened by Page, and scores. Lila with the two-pointer. Good job by the girls here to work that ball around. Oh, Haniger gets it blocked by Holmberg. Still maintains, though, and got it over to Rodriguez. Here's a steal by Page. Lila looking ahead, got Holmberg. Lindsay to the hoop. Got it! Holmberg, two-pointer. Sandpoint crawls back on top. They were down 8-4. Now 11-9 they lead. 3:21 to go here in the first quarter. I've been watching the show and not telling the score at the time. Sorry. You know what? It's exciting to watch this team. Of course, I've been away at work here, too, and to get back to the court, watch these kids put it out there. There's Lindsay with a three from the right side. Lindsay with the second three-pointer of the game for her. Now she knocks down a pass, breaks free, got it, puts it back into play, but Delta comes up with it. And for Delta Junction, they're going to call a timeout. 14 for Sandpoint, 9 for Delta Junction. We'll be back in a quick 60 seconds. You're listening to KSDP right up in Sandpoint. Back in a minute.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutan, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
Back to action here in Seward. Sandpoint girls have come from an 8-4 deficit to take a 14-9 lead. As I got the timeout buzzer working on that scoreboard clock, Wilson picked up the dribble thinking they needed to restart, and ref said, no, go ahead, start again, it's all right. As there's a shot from the outside, but Overcash misses there. Rebound put back by Alexia is off too. Good defense by the girls there. And now Lindsay takes it away at half court, but she'll be the last one to touch it. Lindsay had a poke free by Haniger, tried to pick it up off the dribble. Oh. No, they went the other way. They said Sandpoint basketball. I'm sure Lindsay touched it last. Lindsay from the right side, they don't cover, and she puts it up, misses there, Page underneath. She'll miss, and tipped out, Rodriguez got it last for Delta Junction. Malia will inbound and does to Wilson. One dribbles it and out to Lay. Lindsay. And here's a shot by Wilson out there. Good looking 3-point try. And Paige takes away the rebound. Paige still got it underneath. Double team kick out to Lindsay, but bobbles the ball, gets it over to Overcash. First shot misses. Henniger and Holmberg chase it down. Lindsay's got it. And Wilson fouled by Henniger as she tries for the hoop there. So for the girls, they'll put it into play here. Leading still by the 5, 14-9. Now Henniger is tough on defense. Here's Ariana. Tries to go by Rodriguez. Gets down the baseline. Trapped there. Out to Holmberg. Lindsay. Cross-court pass over there to Overcash. Malia finding Alexia on the box, but a tough one to handle there. The angle not really there. Coming from a little bit too high up on the wing. And those are hard ones to pick up, especially when you zip it in there. And she had to get it to her, so good try. Here's a miss by Henniger. Rebound by Lindsay. Holmberg, back she goes to Ariana and Wilson. Bounces it up. Wilson, you got to, right away, first reminder is, reminds me of Brittany Gardner. So kind of that same size. The ponytail flopping as she handles the ball like she knows what she's doing. And she's got Henniger right on her. Tips it away this time. Henniger saying, I don't know about that girl. She's just an eighth grader. Are you sure? Check her driver's license. Oh, she doesn't have one. Okay. Here's Lila with it. Gunderson, inside pass again to Alexia. Nice drop off to Overcash. Shot won't go. And a tussle for the rebound coming away with it was Delta Junction. I'll get their girls' names down a little better here, too, as they got some substitutions in. Rodriguez has it down on the right side. Now back to Henniger. She'll take that shot. Misses there, and it's all standpoint jerseys around that ball as it drops to the floor. That's blocking out. That's good coaching. Way to go, Sarah. Schaefer over there on the sideline working these girls pretty good. We had a little chat before the game. And as Wilson reverses. Now has it knocked out of her hands, loses track of the basketball. But for Delta Junction, it's going to be a travel call as getting free with the steal was Megan Kaiser. But Kaiser just misplayed that where that ball or where that basket was. Good hands by her, though, and that's an over and back. Lindsay Holmberg just... But I'll just flip it back. Not yet, though. Got to wait till they're across. And so Holmberg, which is one of those plays there. We work down towards the end of first quarter, and it is the end of first quarter. It stays 14-9 after one standpoint on top, coming from 8-4 score down. They outscore them 10-1 in the last half of that quarter. We'll be back here on KSDT. You're listening to Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
And here we go with second quarter action. It's Delta with the basketball. As there's Kaiser again. She's got a little hitch to her step there. Almost traveled with it. The referee not calling it. Ariana underneath. How did she collect that pass? And a long pass from Gunderson. Lila searching downfield there. I mean, she looked like the guy we're going to see this weekend in the Super Bowl, Mahomes, picking out the receiver and right on the hands. And the eighth grader picks it up, goes to the line for two, didn't get the buck, but what a catch, what a toss. Senior to the eighth grader. And Ariana at the line makes the first one. And the second one, too. Good touch. You know what? I mentioned about how she looked a little like Brittany Gardner to me out on the court. She just sank free throws kind of like Brittany would do, too. Boy, what a find. An eighth grader out there playing right now. Here's Hanniger to come back and get the first points in a while here for Delta. They've been scoreless since back at about the 4.5 minute mark of the first quarter. Wilson gets caught a little bit off balance, and Hanniger there to jump on her like a shark as she picks up the steal and the bucket. Tough matchup there for Wilson on that. And here's Paige down low. Good pass from Gunderson again. Lila is so great at seeing the floor and getting those passes in there. And they don't, you know, sometimes they don't work, but boy, that's what a good assistant, good point guard, point forward person does. And she's doing it today. There's a shot. Oh, just drops off the rim, but underneath for the putback, there's Kaiser for Delta Junction. Good work on the offensive boards for Delta Junction. Timeout short for Coach Schaefer. She says, wait a second, girls. You have got to block out. That was one of the smaller players on the court picking up that offensive board and putting it back up and in. Still, the score, 20 for Sandpoint, 13 for Delta Junction. But Delta Junction picking up a couple of buckets here in this, wait a second, that should be, I've got it at 15, actually. Two more points. Yeah, I've got it at, actually, I think we should be at maybe 18-15 instead. Because Paige had the bucket. Yeah, I think they're going to fix that. They got 20-13. I looked at that and I said, wait a second. I'm not watching the same game. I think it's 18-15. There we go. Got it. Yeah, so we'll, they got it right. And that's what we want. Well, want to make sure that score is right. And I looked up, yeah, I'd love to give us a couple extra buckets there, but I just thought, I don't think that's right. Here we go with Wilson again covered by Hanniger, and that's not going to work. Hanniger just too quick, too good a defender, misses on the shot. Kaiser falls, ball tipped down. Wilson ends up with it. That's Lila. She was the only one underneath and tipped that ball out thinking maybe Ariana can get it and did. Wilson's going to have to toughen up if she's going to work against Hanniger there in the forecourt. And, I mean, use her body, keep that forearm out, and keep her off the ball there. As this one goes into the key there, and Lila there to pick it off. That ball was up for grabs, and Gunderson comes in from the left side and gets it. Holmberg with the miss there. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay Sandpoint basketball. 18-15 score. First 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Overcash will check back in for Wilson, and I think that's Coach Schaefer's going to probably have a word or two. One is going to be nice work, young lady, inside, but here's what you got to do when you're dribbling that basketball with somebody like Hanniger, you know, half a foot taller than you, long arms, and very aggressive, that you got to protect that ball. Oh, the handoff from out of bounds there, and you just wonder about that, and there's Lundgren's going to get a blocking call. That's going to be Paige's second. So for Paige, going to have to watch that, too. They can't afford to lose here. Here's Overcash with the rebound in the middle. There was four white jerseys around and good blockouts. As ball comes into trying to go to Holmberg, overcast, trying to get that pass in there. Fouls at the other end, though, as she puts a foul on Haniger. So Haniger is going to shoot two shots. And she has 10 in the game already. First one is off. And the second one on the way also off. Holmberg, though, screens out well. And for Lindsay, she'll bring it up against Haniger now. Haniger reaching again. Got to watch that. I mean, she's reaching with the right hand. As Lila gets round three on the baseline, misses a shot, but there is Alexia for the putback. That was a needed bucket for the girls there as it goes now to 2015. Now a three-point try from the outside. Ooh, nice shot from, is that Triplett out there that hit that? No, sorry, that was Jordan Hill in the game now for Delta. And so Overcash will try 1-2. This one doesn't work, and Haniger with the rebound. On the run out, she's got Gunderson to beat. Gets by her, puts a shot up, can't get it. Holmberg with the rebound, hands back to Lila. And ahead of the pack, Lila finds Alexia down there. Misses a shot, some contact on it, but no foul called. And a 2018 score. That was a three-pointer from Hill, by the way. Here's Haniger. Comes in the lane. Looks like she might have traveled, but Paige is going to get called for the foul, I'm afraid. And that will be her third. So now Ariana will come back in. So things are going to switch up a little bit. Alexia is going to have to likely take over in the post with Paige with her third foul here in the ball game. Halfway through the second quarter, a 2018 score. Delta Junction trying to claw back into a tie here. They miss on that shot by Haniger on the inbounds play. Good coverage by the girls, and here comes Gunderson with the rebound. Up court quickly goes to Lindsay. Down on the baseline. Holmberg bump, and the foul will go on Rodriguez. Rodriguez picks up her second. And here's a shot from the outside, missing by Holmberg. Battle for the rebound. Ariana and Overcash tip it around. It goes into Alexia's hands, and Holmberg has two. Good hustle by all the girls on that play. And here's Alexia. Sees the pass coming, steals it in the backcourt, goes to Lindsay. Holmberg, right side, layup won't go. Holmberg underneath gets a tap back, and Lindsay will bring it out. Goes to Lila. Three-point time for Lila. That one's not there. Ball tipped around. It's still going to stay. Sandpoint basketball, though, is that was Triplett that batted it around with Alexia under there, and she got it last. Lindsay or Lila will try this one, and that's off the mark, too. There's Haniger. Not going to stop her in the backcourt, and Lindsay loses track of her. She goes all the way coast to coast for two. 22-20 lead. Sandpoint hasn't given it up yet. After taking the lead in that first quarter, Wilson has it poked away by Haniger, and it's still going to be Sandpoint basketball. That comes Padabapong. Kipuk. Padabapong. Going to guess that might be a Filipina name. Now, this is Holmberg, Lindsay out on the right wing. Lila, now working the right wing. Wing there, too, has it poked away. Not Lila, but Overcash as she went back to her. And there's Haniger again. She is one active ball player on the defensive end. She uses her length well as she has long arms. And here's Wilson, sees an open three and will try it. Misses on the shot. Alexia battles for the board. Last touched by Delta Junction. 22-20 score, 2:30 to go here in the first half. Overcast, inbound, Malia comes out to Lila. Gunderson finds Holmberg on the right wing, and Lindsay with that good-looking shot. Misses there, but Holmberg, Alexia, gets it. Two hands on it, can't get the shot to go, and out of bounds it goes off Rodri, or excuse me, Potapopong. That's what I'm going to guess for now, anyway. And here it is, shot by Lindsay. Huge three from Lindsay Holmberg. Her first points here in the second period, and they couldn't come at a better time. 25-20 lead now. As Wachak, got to get over there. Not in time, or just in time, Alexia gets there. I thought she was going to get a whistle, but no. Lila, ahead of the pack, finds Lindsay. No foul, but out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. Lindsay looking to soft touch that up there. Could have powered it up, maybe got the two or the foul call. But here's Holmberg again. Has a look at a three, but that won't go in. A double dribble call on Capebook. Cut up the song. Pet the bung. I'll have to work on that one at halftime, folks. I'll have some help. Here's a shot by Wilson. This is on the right side. That one a little rushed. That last time she tried the three on the left side, it was there and in rhythm. And that's what you look for shooters. Did that shot in rhythm? And that last one, a little rush. Just an eighth grader out there playing, so right here with 3A Seward. Doing a good job. Here's the rebound tapped around off the miss by Haniger. Overcash gets it back to Lila, and Lila to Wilson. They're letting Ariana bring that ball up court. She's got good handle, though, as Lindsay chases down the high pass. Finds Ariana on the baseline. Won't take that shot. Comes up to Malia. Dumps it down to Lila on the right wing. She goes baseline now and back up to Malia. Now cross court. And they find Ariana for the free shot. That one's not there. Malia steps in for the rebound. Back to Lila. There it is. You knew Gunderson was going to hit one of those. Lila gets the three. She picks out her spots, and she had two tries at it already. That was a beauty. Banks it in off the glass just the way she thought it would go, too. Here's Malia. Tough rebound in traffic. Dumps it back to Lila. Ahead, she's got Wilson. Wilson steps into the lane, tries to get the shot off, and does, but hoping she'd get a foul call and didn't. Here's Haniger. Oh, good job by Gunderson. As Gunderson got in her way, Wilson got 2 foot under the glass, and Wilson shaking her head there. She's got a... And there's the buzzer. The end of the first half, and a little run there by Sandpoint to close it out, as they have built themselves an 8-point lead here, folks, at halftime. 28-20. Sandpoint leads over the Delta Junction Lady Huskies here. So great job in this first half by the girls as they stretch what was a 2-point lead several times there in the second quarter out to 8 here at the half. I'm going to send it back to Holden there at KSDP Studios. I'll be back in a quick 60 seconds, and we'll go through the scoring here in the first half and kind of how that game went, and then we'll send it back for a bigger break. And all of that right here on KSDP, Voice of the East Solutions.
The Elliott Corporation in Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. If you can't attend the game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KSDP. R&D Marine Design is operated by David Wilmont and offers solutions for secure skiff tracking, satellite communications, autopilot, radar, sonar, computers, and more. For more information or questions, Radar Dave is available at 360-319-6218. R&D Marine Design, a proud supporter of community radio and the fishing fleets of the Aleutians East Borough.
And here at Seward High School, it's the Sandpoint Lady Eagles on top of the Huskies from Delta Junction. The score, 28-20. It was 22-20 with about 2.5 minutes to go. And then the Eagles, some good defense. Boy, a nice defensive play by Lila Gunderson to stop the run out there by Henniger. Got in front of her, made the shot difficult, no foul. And Henniger did a good job not to pick up an offensive foul, but missed that shot. That seemed to turn the tide because then it was Gunderson throwing the long pass down to Wilson. Didn't get that shot, but the aggressiveness of the Sandpoint girls' offense really, well, I think, wore down Delta Junction there. Got them a little confused as we went down the stretch there. Got a three-pointer from Lila and a two-pointer from Alexia down the stretch there to get push that lead out to 28-20. So great job by the girls there. For, for Delta Junction, it's been the Carly Henniger show a bit there as she's got a total of, actually I had the total and then now I messed up the total. That's what, 327. Yeah, she's got 13 to lead the way, game high 13 for Henniger. And she's been tenacious on defense too, poking the ball away, getting some runouts. But the other girls for Delta Junction doing a good job out there, but Sandpoint has stopped them, and they haven't had a lot of good looks. It's been Henniger with the ball most of the time. So Carly leading the way with 13, 4 points for Megan Kaiser. Kaiser got that offensive rebound in there and a bunch of Eagles standing around, and she's not a tall player. And boy, Coach Schaefer called the timeout, and things changed there, too. So as Delta Junction hanging around, staying within two through that whole second quarter, but couldn't get over the hump, couldn't tie it. The girls held them off, lead by eight. The other 3 points coming from Jordan Hill on a three-point shot, and then I don't think she took another because the defense for Sandpoint taking away the three-pointer for the most part, but then Delta Junction not really looking for it that much either. On the other side, the Lady Eagles, well, they're led by, you would expect, Lindsey Holmberg, and Holmberg has hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. With a two-pointer as well, the senior has 11 to lead the way. Fellow senior, Lila Gunderson, she has 5. She hit that three-pointer in the second quarter, had a two in the first quarter. But more importantly, folks, she runs that, she sees that floor, and she's running it, that fast break. She's the one that triggers it. She's looking for the long pass when she can get it. And on the other end, she's attacking the baseline, pulling two defenders, then the kick out. They're getting some good looks. And as long as they keep that aggressiveness, same with the Wilson girl, Ariana, the eighth grader, coming in there too, looking for that same style. Let's do the kick out. But Gunderson really setting the pace with good aggressive leadership on that offensive end. So Lindsey Holmberg leading the way with 11-5 for Lila, the two seniors combining for 16 points. Alexia Holmberg, junior, has 6 points here at the half. And then 4 points for Paige Lundgren. But Lundgren came out in the second quarter and sat after her third foul. She's got 4, but imagine that. 3 fouls on Lundgren, and the girls still build an 8-point lead. Then 2 points for Ariana Wilson, and Malia Overcast did not score. But I'll tell you what, I'd use every minute she played was a good one there. As she came up with some key steals and rebounding in there, even just tipping it out to an open person. It was well played first half by the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. So here with about 4 minutes to go before second half action, they lead it 28-20. The Lady Eagles on top of the Huskies from Delta Junction. And the boys will be up after this one, too. So lots of basketball still coming your way. We'll tell you about the schedule down the road as well. 4 minutes, second half action coming up on KSDP. Thank you, Holden, and the girls from Sandpoint out on top, 28-20. Delta will have the basketball to start the second half here. Looks like they were ready to kick it into play. Oh, that's what was missing. I saw one referee. I didn't see the other two. They just come springing onto the court, and there's the whistle. Here we go. Henniger, who led the way with 13 points in the first half for Delta, gets it out to Hill, who hit the three-pointer in the first half for Delta, misses here. Out on her was Overcash. We mentioned about the things Overcash has done in this game. She didn't score, but she's done a lot of other good things. Lila has it poked away by Henniger. And Carly getting aggressive way out on top. Now over to Lindsay, and she's fouled, almost hits the three and one. Holmberg's shot just glances off the rim, and Henniger picks up foul number two. Henniger is very aggressive defensively, and you got to look at that and think, boy, as a coach, you say, no, you don't want any more fouls. You're our offense right now, as Lindsay at the line makes the first one. Both Homer girls, good shooters from, they got good touch. As Lindsay makes number two and has one more coming. What a way to start the second half. They open up a double-digit lead at 30-20, biggest lead of the ball game. And here's Kaiser, gets around Lindsay, and Rodriguez, or excuse me, that was Kapuk underneath, got the rebound, couldn't score it. And then Henniger battling with Lundgren, knocks it free, but Lundgren gets it back. And we actually had that, so there isn't a, it's two O's in there, and I had it as a B. It's Petabong. There we go. Anyway, she's got it right now. And then back to Kaiser. Kaiser over to Henniger. And Henniger gets the screen from Kapuk. Now back up on top. There's Hill again firing away from out there. But Paige right with her, too. So two contested shots. Overcash had her on the first one. And Hill says, I guess, for the Delta's coach, probably said, you know what? Let's get after that. Let's try shooting some threes. Here's Paige inside. Nice move to get free in the double team. Gets her own rebound. Can't get the backboard on that one. And Coach Schaefer over there, not in the backcourt, don't reach, get back. As Paige with three fouls, can't pick up number four, that's for sure, not here early. Here's Henniger, works her way down the lane, misses a shot there. Rodriguez ends up with a rebound. And then ahead it comes to Alexia. Holmberg catches up to the pass, controls, and comes out to Lila, to Lindsay. Holmberg, three on the way, no. Rebound to Kaiser. Kaiser in the backcourt, gets it ahead to Henniger. Overcash comes out to contest and dropping the ball down to Rodriguez. Delta gets it to 30-22 here as we pass the first 2 minutes of this second half. Sandpoint down early, 8-4 in the first quarter, came back and took a 14-9 first quarter lead. And then 28-20 at the half. Here's Alexia down low as gets her rebound off the miss. Rebound by Paige off the miss. And there's a hold on Henniger, number three. Paige was trying to control that basketball, so no shot. Lila goes right back to her. Good job. Misses a shot there, but on the other side, rebound put back by Alexia, and she's fouled. I thought Paige got fouled too, but Alexia with a great offensive rebound there on the other side will shoot two from the free throw line. Alexia, good on the first one. Girls have shot, let's see, is that five? Yeah, 5 of 6 from the line. Good job. Second one on the way. Shouldn't have said anything. Lindsay gets a rebound, blocked by Henniger, gets it right back. And then he's going to save it, maybe, no. Oh, yes, Paige saves it. Paige on the floor, kicks it out to Lindsay. Great hustle. Henniger right there, scrambling for the basketball, and Paige hits the floor and gets it. This shot misses by Overcash. Rebound, though, comes off to Rodriguez. Ahead to Carly. Henniger brings it up on the dribble. Lindsay hounds her out front. Now down low, there's a shot by Triplett, and she's got a two-pointer. So Triplett's first points of the ball game, and it's a two. Makes it 31-24. Here's Lindsay with it. Holmberg looking for help now, and Ariana Wilson, who checked in for Lila briefly there. Lila at the scores table again, so she may come in for someone else. Oh, Alexia trying to take that shot. And Paige just now picked up number four on a foul that she shouldn't have done. She was under the basket. No chance for that rebound in Lundgren. With the foul. Well, so here comes Henniger. Over to Kipuk. I'll just call it Kipuk. And Kipuk gets it back from Kaiser. Misses on the shot and they're close. Good look, but couldn't get it. As Alexia brings out the rebound, passes to Lindsay. Lindsay steps up for a possible three, goes to Lila Gunderson. Now back to Lindsay. Got it! Three-pointer for Lindsay. Good timing as creeping back closer within seven was Delta Junction. And then now back up to 10. It goes at 34-24. Here's Henniger. Misses a shot. Overcash right there with her, and there's a foul on Alexia. As inside for the rebound was Rodriguez. And she'll shoot two. And that's only the first on Alexia. Rodriguez set the line. Still 34-24, misses the first, has one more. This one on the way, short, and rebound batted around. Overcash gets a hand on it, and Lindsay chases it down. I'll tell you, Malia does a lot of little things out there you don't notice. Just one of those hustle kids. She's in and around the ball a lot. Short time out here for Coach Schaefer, as the girls have possession of the ball. They have, now remember this too, Paige Lundgren, with her fourth foul there at just over the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. So at 3:25 to go in the third, they have a 10-point lead, and Lundgren has only played maybe a quarter and a half of basketball here. So this is pretty impressive, the five-man, five-girl crew there getting it done. And I know Coach Schaefer is going to work with Paige on that too, as far as when – when you want to pull those hands back, not reach in and try to poke a ball free. Just gotta pick out those times when you actually might get one. There's Malia with it, waiting for the play to set up, and does. Goes to Ariana. Ariana trying to throw it out, and Henniger gets a hand on it. Comes to Kaiser, and Lila tracks her down. She's going nowhere. Back it goes to Kapuk and out of bounds. As Kaiser, thought, now Megan's another one that had played up there too, thinking about some of the girls that have played, I think, one or maybe not a Kaiser girl, but here's Malia, tries a shot in there. And Henniger comes away with it, steps through, can't get it, Lila with the foul. That'll send Carly to the line for two shots. She had two shots from the line in the first or the second quarter and didn't hit them. But here, first try in the second half. 2:54 to go, 34-24, and the girls have done a nice job keeping her from getting passes inside and also just protecting the ball better. She misses them both again. So 0-for-4 from the line. You got to practice those, especially when you're going to go to the line. Holmberg back to Lila, down to Ariana. On the baseline, she's fouled there by Kapuk. Kapuk. Katapong picks up her second, I believe. Let's see. Yeah, it is. Katapong will come out now for Delta's Chrissy McCall, ninth grader as well. Oh, Ariana got a... Gets a hand on it. Volleyballs it back to Lindsay. That pass had steal and run out written all over it, but nice shot by the eighth grader. Here's a good rebound inside by Triplett. Gets it ahead to Henniger. Lila in front of her. Can't get the shot to go. Went from the right side to the left. Last touch by Henniger trying to chase the miss. And again, Lila with a smart play there. defensively, she's just so much more improved than, I mean, she's a good, tough player last year, but had her moments where take herself out of the ball game. And here's Lindsay with a three. And I'm loving watching Lila play here. Gunderson, just like a general on the floor right now for this team. She keeps doing this, boy. 10 points. Looking real good. Lindsay almost knocks the ball free nearly with the ball. There's the pass, and Ariana steals it. Ariana getting it over to Alexia. Henniger steps in there, can't get it. Alexia keeps the ball. And then I think she thought she traveled with it. But the referee's no call, and then lost the ball as she did kind of let go of things. Underneath, Ariana's going to get the foul. Rodriguez will shoot two. Sometimes Ariana and Rodriguez. So Rodriguez is she's going to the line for two. She knows she kind of slipped that ball underneath. Knew that Ariana would get called for the foul if she tried that, and sure enough, she did. But you know, kind of one of those underhand shots that's not going to go anyway. And Rodriguez gets one or two from the line this time. 37-25 score, minute and 25 to go here in the third quarter. Wilson, hesitation dribble, goes down the right baseline, can't get the shot to go. Nice job to get freed up, though, as Henniger back the other way at the free throw line, fouled by Lindsay Holmberg. So Henniger, scoreless so far here in the second half, with just over a minute to go in this third quarter, and a 12-point lead for Sam Point. Lady Eagles pounding out this double-digit lead. Well, he's got it early with the two free throws from Lindsay on that three-point try. And into the game now for Delta Junction will be Jordan Hill back in there. There's Gunderson. Whips a pass down to Alexia. Her shot won't go. Ball tipped around. Rodriguez saves it, but right to Wilson. Wilson flips it out, trying to save it too. And Malia ends up with another try. There was some good hustle by several players there. Both sides. Oh, man. Good job, girls. As here is Henniger. Pass inside to Kaiser. Back to Carly. Carly guarded by Ariana. Now gets around her. Drops it down to Kaiser as she got inside. Megan can't hit the shot. Good try by Henniger to find her. And then Kaiser will hound Gunderson, bringing the ball up court. Goes to Lindsay. Back to Holmberg from Lila. They'll play catch on the right side. Now the high over the top pass to Alexia by Gunderson. And Alexia hits it too. Oh, my. Gunderson with another beauty on the assist. That was something. She just put something on that ball, but it just dropped into Alexia's hand. And that's going to stay Delta Junction basketball. What a pass. Gunderson getting it done at both ends, but oh boy, her passing's been outstanding. Just seeing the court so well. Oh, what a shot there by McCall as she beats the buzzer with it too. Cuts the lead to a dozen. Standpoint on top. The Lady Eagles, 39. The Lady Huskies from Delta Junction, 27. McCall's buzzer beater pulls them within 12. Back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska. offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And back to action here in the third quarter. Delta Junction with the basketball. Here comes Henniger. Looking for McCall over there. Another try for two. Misses. Ball tapped around and out off the hands of about four players. And Henniger whips it down inside there as she tries to find, oh boy, that's going to be a push on Lundgren, I think. Rebound came off to Kapook. And Lundgren will pick up number five. So Lundgren got all of 20 seconds here in this fourth quarter and sits down with number five. And that's why you got to watch out for those little tic-tac fouls. She had two of them, ones that she shouldn't have done. And those ones are the ones that caught her, really. That one's some contact with Hutapong as Kapook puts it into play to Henniger. Not there. Malia taps the rebound over to Lila. She's in between two green jerseys, and here comes Holmberg with it back to Gunderson. Lila up top, guarded by Kaiser. Now splits the double team as Henniger comes over, flips it out there to Lindsay. Holmberg, three-pointer on the way, misses. Rebound to Ariana Wilson. Back to Gunderson. Finds Alexia down low, and a good shot by Alexia. Took her time, took a dribble to clear herself, and then Alexia puts it in. She's got 11 points right now. Yes, there's a good pass there from Kaiser. Finds Jordan Hill down low for 2 points for Delta Junction. 41-29, they keep it at 12. Lots of time to go here, 6:45. Holmberg says, if you don't guard me, though, this is what happens. Another three, and she has six of them in the ballgame. Henniger gets free. Holmberg takes a two-on-one, keeps him at bay, but they find the open person, and that's Megan Kaiser. Henniger finds her for two. So 44-31. Baker's dozen lead here for Sandpoint. As Lindsay will take it on the left side. She gets a screen from Gunderson, doesn't use it. Lila pops out. Lila looking down low, but instead goes to Malia. Back to Lila. They spread the floor. And Holmberg open will try the three from that side and hits it again. I don't know why they don't get out and guard her. Lindsay is just hot as a pistol out there right now on that three-point line. Here's Henniger. Misses once. Gets her own rebound. Misses again. Lila says, I got it this time. Gunderson working on Henniger, switches hands, brings it across the line and drops it down to Lindsay again. Holmberg, not another one. Yes, it is. Three in a row here to start the fourth quarter. Lila Holmberg, 50-31 the score. Or Lindsay Holmberg, 50-31 the score. And here's Lindsay with a steal on the two-pointer. Oh, my goodness. She had a game that I think in one of the tournaments last year against King Cove, and the girls, of course, both teams know each other well, but they were kind of letting her shoot in that one. And, boy, she buried a bunch. I forget how many she had in that game, but it was one of those high-scoring ones. Here's Alexia gets a pass from Lila on the runout, and the girls have put this one away in a sense. 5:02 to go, and Lindsay Holmberg, 11 points to start this fourth quarter in the first 3 minutes. Alexia Holmberg with four more, both buckets on assist by Lila, and they lead it 54-31, just like that. My goodness, what a barrage here by the Lady Eagles. Oh boy. And again, you look at the two seniors here. Holmberg, you're going to give me the three, I'm going to take it. And she has hit in the game now, five in the second half, three in the first half, 8 3-pointers in this ball game. And then you take Lila Gunderson, and that senior has done it all as far as quarterbacking this team, being the leader on the floor. Oh, boy, has that young lady grown up on the court. I mean, it's impressive. You could see it last year. She has a good fire. She's competitive. And then this year, She is putting it all together in this game. So great to see these kids over the years, too. You watch them from freshmen working their way up. And man, these Sandpoint Eagle seniors, really something. The whole team, but, I mean, it's nice to see seniors grow up like this and play the way they're playing. Okay, so Delta throws it away out of the timeout here and down 54-31. As Gunderson flips it over to Holmberg. They get out late again, but she's getting a little tired, leaves that one short. Kaiser will bring it up for Delta. And effectively, I mean, you'd have to have a complete fall apart here to let this game get away from you at this point. Malia gets there a tad late, fouls Henniger, and Henniger hits his shot. Malia just turned. She missed the rebound. It went over her hands, actually. She got too far inside, and then she turned trying to get a hand up on Henniger and got it after she'd already taken the shot. So Henniger makes a free throw, though. And the three-point play good, 54-34. 4.5 minutes to go here in this ball game. Sandpoint leading from way back in that first quarter when Delta went pretty much scoreless. And the Lady Eagles outscored them 10-1 down the last half, 4.5 minutes of that first quarter. There's Lindsay with it. Holmberg burning some clock. Nothing wrong with that. That goes off the foot of Kaiser. She does a good aggressive defensive play there, but Lila protecting the basketball as best she can. Ariana, as she gives off to Alexia, now out top to Lindsay, ball tapped away, and Lila chases it down, beats Kaiser to it, saw it coming. And then Lila goes inside to Alexia, and she's got two again. Alexia Holmberg with another bucket, three buckets in this fourth quarter, all on assist from the senior Lila Gunderson, each one of them. Talk about being my best friend. Here's Henniger, gets hammered by Lindsay from behind. Holmberg comes across trying to knock the ball free, but got all arm on that one. And how about that? Coach Schaefer brings her seniors over real quickly and says, hey, you know, here's what we've got. We've got this one in the bag. If we just play it smart down the stretch here, 3:29 to go. And Henniger makes the first, misses the second. And Gunderson brings it across for Sandpoint, leading by 21 here, late in the fourth. Wilson playing with a smile on her face all the time, it looks like. She's having fun out there. Well, an eighth grader playing high school basketball, that's pretty cool. And getting some really good work out here. Wilson misses from the right side there on the kick-out pass by Alexia. And I know your general manager out there, Austin, says he said, Carl, you're going to like watching these girls. They play hard, and they're playing together, and they got good leadership from the seniors, and I've seen it all. They have. This is a fun team. Oh, boy. Malia tries to get in front of Henniger, and Henniger gets a two-pointer. No charging call, but Malia trying to move with her, though, and that's why. Overcash. Down to Ariana. Ariana blocked off on the baseline. Now comes out to Malia again. And Delilah, down low, there's Alexia, and Alexia misses a shot there, rebound to triplet for Delta Junction. 56-37, 2:11 to go. Henniger all the way to the other end for two. And so Henniger getting 8 points so far in this fourth quarter, cuts the lead back to 19. I thought actually should be 17, but maybe that's right, 19. Holmberg, and Gunderson. Malia, cross court to Lindsay. And back they go to Gunderson. Look for Malia up top. They're just keeping the ball spread. Minute and a half to go. Nice ball handling by the girls here, too. And that's something good to work on, too. Can we actually work a stall here? And they are. as Ariana has it, to Malia. Minute 20. Alexia will take the pass from Overcash for two. So, Alexia, boy, she's a good, you know, a solid player inside that key there, too, where you get her the ball even away from the basket. She can take that one or two dribbles and be at the hoop. Oh, boy, a steal there knocked down by Holmberg and Overcash. And then Henniger tips the outlet pass. It was going to be a 3-on-0, and Henniger ends up with it and takes it to the hole for two. 58-39. Comes to Holmberg. Back to Lila. Over to Malia. To Lindsay. Got Wilson down on the baseline. 40 seconds to go. Henniger trying to take it away from Gunderson. Good luck with that. And Ariana will try one from outside. This one misses. Down to 25 seconds to go here. Girl's going to wrap up this victory here as Alexia with the steal in the lane there. Henniger trying to throw it over as Malia has it. To Holmberg, three on the way. Good for Lindsay. Makes it 61-39. 4 seconds on the clock. Here's Kaiser. Throws it up there. Not there. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. What an impressive victory by the Lady Eagles at Sandpoint. They take down Delta Junction, the Lady Huskies, a 3A school from out there out of Fairbanks about an hour and a half. Beautiful spot up there, too. And Sandpoint, the 1A girls from out East Solutions, knock off the 3A Delta Junction Lady Huskies, the final, 61-39. So an impressive victory by the Eagles. I'll be back here in a minute, and I'll talk over Coach Schaefer's crew's victory and run through the scores for you there. And we'll get ready for the boys' game as the Sandpoint Eagles will take on the Huskies from Delta Junction coming up about 15 minutes right now, from right now. But we'll be back in 60 seconds to wrap up this girls' victory. 61-39 the final.
Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Well, it's post-game time here at this first game of the Seward Seahawk Classic. It featured your Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Lady Huskies from Delta Junction. The Eagles, well, they were down early, 8-4 with about 3.5 minutes to go there in that first quarter, and then they came roaring back, outscoring Delta Junction 10-1 to lead 14-9 after one quarter. They never looked back. They had a two-point lead several times in that second quarter. Things looked tight. It was a tough battle there in the second quarter, deep into the second quarter, and then with about well, after Paige Lundgren had gone out of the game, in fact, with three fouls, so they're down to just their five players, got to save Paige for second half. And a little burst at the end there, 6-0 run. They went from 22-20 lead to 28-20 to go into the halftime. Came out bursting with confidence. And Lindsay Holmberg getting fouled on her first three-point try in that third quarter. She hit two of the three free throws. To put them up by 10 at 30-20, and it was never the same after that. It stayed double-digit lead built into the 20s, in the fourth quarter, and they win it by 22, 61-39. That's right. So these Lady Eagles just feeling it. After getting that lead, they just kept piling it on. And for Delta Junction, relying on Carly Henninger a lot, but other girls started pitching in the second half. They had six girls score points there, but not enough to even make a dent in that lead, as Lady Eagles win by 21 or 22 points, actually. I got to work on my math. Anyway, scoring-wise, for Delta Junction, well, you heard her name a bunch in there, and that's Carly Henninger. Henninger had 22 to lead the way, but no other Delta Junction players really putting together any solid offensive effort there. Rodriguez came up with three on the second half, and Megan Kaiser pitched in with 6 points. 5 points for Jordan Hill, and Triplett had two, as well as McCall with two for Delta Junction. On the other side, Coach Sarah Schaefer's crew had five of their six players score, and the only one that it didn't was Malia Overcash, and I think she played the whole game, it seems like to me. I mean, she was out there all the time. They only got six players, but she did a bunch of good work on the floor for the girls here, and came up big. Double-figure scoring, the Holmberg girls took over in the second half, and this is a stat that's worth thinking about. Let this sink in, that let's see, 11, yeah, 25. So the 25 points, the 23 points, no, 25 points. Anyway, here's what I got. Let me go through what I got. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, boy. So I've got 33 points for Lindsay Holmberg. And then with a total of 17, I've got for Alexia Holmberg. And, oh, I see what I was doing. In the second half, the Holmberg girls scored every single point. Alexia had 11, and Lindsay had 22, so 33, those 33 points in the second half they scored split between the Holmberg girls. And they had 22 of those 33 in the fourth quarter. That's where I was going with that. Oh, my. Lila Gunderson pitched in with 5 and Paige Lundgren with 4. 17, as we said, for Alexia and 33 for Lindsay. 2 for the eighth grader Wilson, but some good floor play by her and Malia. Overcash, as you mentioned, tremendous job by that young lady, too. She's got a nose for the basketball. And I want to, again, point out, Lila Gunderson, if I could keep track of assists, she had double figures in assists, I'm positive. And for Holmberg, Alexia, probably half a dozen went to her alone in the first and second half. She had 3 in a row in the fourth quarter to Alexia. Lila did. So Gunderson with a great job, that floor leadership, and Holmberg just shooting the lights out. 8 3-pointers for her, 33 overall for this Lady Eagles victory. Well, now that I've figured out all that math and got myself lost on it, we're 7.5 minutes away from the boys' game. They'll be taking on Delta Junction, Sandpoint Eagles, and Delta Junction coming up. Here's about 7.5 minutes they're holding, and we'll be back for the start of that game.